All right, this is a pre-release episode of Drop the Mic LLC's This Is, or This Could Have Been a Podcast. We're going to start with a cheers to the raw.
Cheers.
To the raw.
Cheers to the raw.
I just want to say, this is a very momentous occasion.
Yeah, I
have my dad right here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And for the moment, I'm the A mic because I'm the only employee of the business, but that might not be true in about 5 seconds. I just want to read it out loud. This is a preliminary employee agreement for the first employee of Drop the Mic LLC. And it's not just any. This is the one that takes us to the top. I, Michael Cruz, owner of Drop the Mic LLC, would like to offer you the role of A mic. Not A mic, but lead mic. A mic, not B mic. To the pre-discussed podcast. This could have been a podcast. Your title. I accept any liabilities, damages, or unforeseen consequences that may come in light of this agreement. I already signed.
You signed it?
Yes, sir. And it is legally binding. Oh, snap. This could have been a podcast.
Cheers. Cheers. That's good. That's good.
Cheers.
That's
good.
I was thinking about the name. Like, where did they come from? Like, can you explain that? Where did the name come from? Like, which why name? Do we like it so much?
It's kind of what,
yeah, yeah. Like, can you take us? Can you take us and our audience what they're about to embark on, in terms of
what this could be?
This journey.
What it will be?
This journey. This is just a journey. I don't see it any other
what
way.
What it has been or what it will be. There's a difference there. Which one? You want to talk about what it has been or what it will be?
No, I'm thinking specifically what it has been.
What it has been,
because no one knows,
is the best inside joke in the world.
It's the best
inside joke in the world. Because when we do This Could Have Been a Podcast episodes, we've been doing them our whole life. It's really just you, me, and some funny situations that nobody else would understand our commentary about.
Never. I don't
until
think
now.
So, yeah.
Until now.
Until now, yeah. We're cracking. We're cracking the doors, you know, we're cracking the windows so that people can have a look.
Sometimes someone farted. That's the truth. We're cracking the windows open because sometimes it farts and no one wants to call out who did it. You know, we've put out content before. It was via dash cam footage, actually.
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
What was the deal with that guy? You remember?
He couldn't get out of the car.
He was trying to get out of the car, get something in the car or something. I don't know what it was. But he was bending over. And you can see everything. It's unnecessary.
I'm sure I have that footage somewhere.
If you can recover that footage, you can put that right here.
I might do that.
You might.
I might do that, yeah.
Dash cam footage of us talking about whatever. And then it's just boom. We have that, right? And there's also been plenty of conversations we have that we're just talking about general life stuff. Stuff that applies to Joe Schmoes across the entire globe, right? Everyone can relate to. But they don't really know what we're thinking about it. So sometimes we just glance at each other, and it's like,
yeah,
the podcast.
We like people watching.
Yeah.
People watching is fun.
People watching is the most fun thing in the world, especially in New York. Because in New York, oh man.
You got all types.
One time he FaceTimed me at Starbucks, and there was this dude that had the craziest, the craziest outfit in the world. And you had to stop what you were doing when I was talking about everything on the FaceTime, and you followed this dude. I got my coffee ready. I'm out. I'm trying to show you this dude.
Speaking of dudes, I want to show you this dude because something happened on the way here.
Uh-huh.
Before I left my the office.
He signed, by the way.
I was.
That's you. You keep that.
I know I have a lot of arms. I'm sorry. I just need to get my thoughts together. Anyway, so speaking of that, like people watching, right? So I was,
by the way,
before coming in.
That's a simple clip right there. And now you're safe.
Yeah. So I was given a ticket late last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know Route 46,
of course,
as you're going towards the George Washington, when you're coming from New Jersey,
mm-hmm,
out of there, right?
Yep.
And you're coming off that hill, and there's a BP.
Oh.
And so I was running out of gas.
We're BP. We're BP people.
By yeah, way. We're BP. We love BP.
We love BPs.
British Petroleum. I don't know. Whatever that is.
Yes, whatever it is.
Amoco. We love it.
It's Amoco.
93 octane.
Yeah, absolutely. Fifth gear full throttle.
We like it there. We grew up on it. We grew up on that.
In New Jersey, BP.
I was always an Amoco boy. I was always Amoco.
And we're loyal to
it. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. It's just, it's a good brand. I don't know. I feel like it is.
You have your credit card.
Which one?
The BP credit
card. No, I don't. I used to. Back in the day, I used to.
Was it worth it?
Back in the day?
Yeah, gas rewards, points, and all that.
I don't know. Back in the day, it was just my way to build credit, but not now.
There's an app for that now, right?
Yeah, no. There's so many cars giving 5%, you know, on gas back that. I mean, it's a dime a dozen now. Anyway,
wait a second.
Let me get back to the story.
I'm the insert right here.
People, you should know and you should be aware that we're going to get off on tangents.
That's the entire point.
And that is part of the deal.
Exactly.
We're going to go off on tangents. Sometimes you're going to follow. Sometimes you're not going to follow. It's all a joke anyway.
The entire thing is a
joke. The entire joke. Yeah.
Without sarcasm. And sometimes there is some sarcasm, but it's not necessary.
And yeah, exactly.
It's just a tangent. On tangents. What were you? You were at the BP in Jersey, 46.
So I go in, but there's this like this weird lane that is exiting or entering, and it's right in front of the gas station.
Right.
So if you're already on the two lanes that as you're going up there, you are, you kind of have to make this hard right on this solid lane.
Right.
All right. There was cops there, and apparently. I went in, right? I get off the car because I don't think nothing's happening.
Right.
And I'm putting gas in the cop tells me, get back in the car.
Oh, crap.
Gives me a ticket. End of the day. What? I put gas.
Gave you a ticket?
Gave me a ticket.
For putting gas? In your own car?
For improper passing.
Because of the cop there?
Because he caught me improper passing on that solid line. I could have caused an accident. That's what he said. Anyway, I get my lawyer, whatever.
Okay, good.
I get a lawyer, whatever.
Don't tell me it's daily.
And so
daily?
Today
is daily.
No.
Not daily.
This is a traffic ticket, so this is a different type of lawyer.
Okay.
Alright, I get this through my job benefits and whatnot.
Mm.
This is
good.
This is a different lawyer. Anyway, his name is Robert. Kebake.
Shout out Robert.
He took care of I don't know.
Before we shout him out, hold on.
Robert coordinated everything for me.
What did Robert do?
Robert didn't do nothing.
Okay.
Robert couldn't do much.
Okay.
All right. So, but it's not even about Robert.
No.
I lost, I mean, in terms of the ticket, I lost $240 today.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's not here nor there.
That's not the point of the story.
I joined the Zoom meeting to find out that my fine was going to be that much. And as you know, there's a whole bunch of characters in there. I saw that there was this one.
Wait, it was a judge over Zoom?
Judge over Zoom.
Wait, hold on, before we go forward. Have you ever taken
a judge?
The judge
was wearing a t-shirt.
There should be a rule that if the judge is not wearing formal attire, at the very least, and it's over Zoom.
It was a black t-shirt. That's all I can.
There's no official business going on. You're telling me the dude showed up to work by moving from the bed to the desk 3 feet away. That's work for him. I gotta take that
risk. He had an official background though. He had an official
background.
Yeah, New Jersey.
He had the Zoom wallpaper.
He had the Zoom.
He hit him with the special, huh?
Fort Lee.
He hit him with the 1400p version. Did it fit the whole green screen? Or was it clipped?
No. It was good. It didn't clip. He looked good. He was solid.
I don't want to make fun of a judge for it.
No. The judge.
That's not
fine.
The point. It's just judge courtrooms should not happen. That should not be.
But he had a t-shirt on.
It should not be over soon. No. Yeah, it's just COVID.
It's not serious.
Changed everything.
Yeah, changed everything.
Remember when Zoom first came out?
Oh my God.
No one likes Zoom.
No, it was
you
blue,
prefer
it
blue,
was
jeans.
Blue jeans.
You
yeah,
prefer
yeah, blue jeans.
Jeans.
Blue jeans was the
blue
first.
Blue jeans is the first.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for blue jeans, Zoom doesn't exist today. And if it wasn't for Skype, blue jeans definitely didn't exist either.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Skype trying to communicate with who to try to, what are the Teams now?
Yeah, now it's Teams. It used to be.
Imagine.
Used to be Skype.
Imagine.
Skype for business.
Imagine Robert sends you a Teams link. And the